Hi everyone, it's the Inkheart Butterfly here. So I just wanted to start this podcast off with some background about me. I'm going to be talking about lupus, which is a chronic disease that I was just recently diagnosed with about 6 months ago. Lupus is the Latin word for wolf, and I believe the disease was given this name because of the butterfly rash that resembles a wolf bite or something along those lines. So lupus is a chronic autoimmune disease, and this means that the immune system malfunctions. A healthy immune system works to protect the body against foreign invaders. But with lupus, it fails to differentiate between foreign invaders and the body's own tissues. So what can happen here is that your immune system attacks your own tissues, for example, your kidneys, your lungs, your joints. You're going to notice a lot of joint pains because your immune system is attacking something in the joints. Obviously, this is a problem. We don't want our bodies to, fight against itself. Lupus symptoms are different from case to case depending on the specific person, and that is why lupus has earned its reputation as having a thousand faces. It is so difficult to diagnose. In my own case, it took about 8 months of persistent vomiting, swollen lymph nodes, and a month in the hospital to finally reach the conclusion of lupus. When I first went in, my doctor suspected I had lymphoma. So when my lymph node biopsy came back as non-cancerous, they were baffled, and they ran just about every single test they could think of, until one finally came back as positive. My anti-nuclear antibody numbers were abnormal. That is where I finally received my life sentence, lupus. I say life sentence because lupus is not a terminal illness. If caught early and treated properly, you can live a relatively normal life. However, there is no cure. I'm not going to lie. I feel like I've been dealt a bad hand. But I believe everything happens for a reason, and well, I sure hope I'm right. I read this quote on Instagram posted by @solve_CFS, and I feel like it really resonates with me. It goes like this. It's as if we've died, but we're still around with the memories of how things were and what we could do. It's like our old lives are there, but not really. Like it's behind glass in a museum. You can see it. It's so close, but you can't touch it. You can't get to it. Honestly, it's difficult to be positive about having lupus. I received my diagnosis 6 months ago, and in my head, the doctor sounded like this. We finally figured out what's wrong with you. And I was like, yes, that's great news. I can go back to being normal and feel like a normal person again. And then the doctor was like, unfortunately, we don't know much about lupus, but most of the symptoms can be controlled with the correct medication. And I was like, okay, well, that's not too bad. And then the doctor was like, unfortunately, the medications have a bazillion side effects and they make you fat. And I was like, right, got anything else to crush my hopes? Okay, I know, not positive. But I've asked my fellow loopies how having lupus has made them better, and the overwhelming majority answered that it helped them to be more empathetic and understanding individuals. And although I've woken up every single day for the last 6 months to joint pains, stiffness, and the overarching question, why me? I have to admit that lupus has shaped me into a better person. It's made me less judgmental, forced me to understand that everyone lives lives in their own struggles, that you can be cracked and still so perfectly capable. Lupus has shown me that I have a strength that I never knew existed. I made the best of a bad situation. I know lupus sucks, but the lupus community consists of the most beautiful souls I've ever encountered. And if anything, that is the most positive thing about having lupus. And if you're wondering, it's true. You can be dealt a bad hand and still win the game if you play your cards right. Lupus and certain annoying people. May you never be one of them. May you never come in contact with them. Realistically though, that is a wish in the wind. We are bound to come in contact with people who are ignorant about lupus, especially since it's such a rare condition. I myself had never heard about it till the day I was diagnosed with it. So time for the killer question. How to deal with these certain annoying people? I have a quote that comes to mind when thinking about this, and it goes like this. Ignorance is bliss for the ignorant, but for the rest of us, it's just a pain in the ass. But the truth is, people are not really ignorant by choice. Most of the times when we feel like they're being judgmental and asking condescending questions, they're honestly just trying to understand it better themselves. So try and be patient. I know it's hard, but just try and explain it the best you can. And if you're not comfortable explaining it, you can be honest about that too. Tell them you don't really want to talk about it, but they can totally Google it and it's going to explain it better than you can. And then there are those adamant, annoying ones. The ones who have no idea about the science behind it and insist that if you just ate and slept properly, you would get better. And that your illness is just you being a hypochondriac. In short, I say get them out of your life. But I know it's not that simple. In most cases, these people are our parents, our grandparents, and siblings. And if they are anti-medication and anti-lupus being a real disease, despite your attempts to try and explain it to them, you have to find a way to make peace with it. Just focus on yourself, on getting better. Don't stress yourself into a flare for people who refuse to recognize your struggle. I know that's easier said than done, being a people pleaser myself. But if they are costing you your health, they are literally not worth your time. It takes a lot of effort to live with lupus. Let's make sure we're happy at the same time, because you deserve to be happy and to be around people that validate you. So I want to play this song by Kyler England called Rise Like Smoke. The lyrics really spoke to me because she starts off by saying we rise like smoke and then fall in slow motion. And that's kind of what it was like receiving my diagnosis. Before being diagnosed with lupus and before I got sick, I honestly felt like I was on top of the world, like I had everything I could ever want. I was in school full-time, working towards my bachelor's degree in law, and I was working part-time at a call center. I had a full social life, everything was perfect. But you know what they say, nothing good lasts forever. In January 2017, things started spiraling, but slowly, like Kyler said, in slow motion. It started with a two-week throwing up spell, which the doctors just dismissed as food poisoning. A month later, the same thing happened. This time the doctors put me on antacid medication, and again, that helped for a month. But then I began noticing other odd symptoms like severe night sweats, loss of appetite, swollen lymph nodes. And eventually, they caught the culprits. But by the time this happened, I had already dropped half my courses because being sick made it impossible for me to keep up with my schoolwork. And I had to quit my job because I was taking so many days off for being sick and I just didn't know when I was going to get better. I was severely depressed. I was sitting alone in the hospital bed and I just snapped. I gave in my resignation. I cried myself to sleep. And there began my descent. I had risen like smoke, and now I was falling in slow motion. So I really want to discuss lupus and depression. The majority of lupus patients do suffer with depression at some point in their lupus journey. I know I definitely am, trying to adjust to life with lupus. You have to take care of yourself. You have to make sure you don't overwork yourself. You don't push yourself too hard because then you're going to work yourself into a flare. And that's really difficult for me because I'm so used to being out all the time doing something, being so busy, I'm 5 minutes late to the next thing. And then with lupus, it was just like, oh, wow, I can't survive on 4 hours of sleep a night anymore. I actually have to get like 10 hours of sleep. But the thing is, you can't sleep because you're on prednisone and it's just a vicious cycle. And then you're up at night and you have things to do the next day and you have to slow down, but you don't want to. I mean, for me, I feel the biggest struggle was I graduated high school early and I was going to finish university at the age of 21, finish my undergrad. And then I was going to start law school and become a lawyer and have everything done by 24 and just have a career. And life was going to be so perfect. And then lupus came and just crashed my entire life plan. So I was meant to graduate this year, but when I got sick last year, I had to drop all my courses. And it became evident very fast that there was no way I was going to graduate on time with the rest of my friends and the people I had started university with. And that was so difficult for me because it was the one thing I prided myself on was that I started early. I'm ahead of the game, you know? And now it's like, wait, I'm not only at the same pace as everyone else, but now I'm behind, I'm falling behind. And I've never in my life been behind. I've always been ready for the next step. I've been certain I knew what I was doing. And now I've taken a year off just to navigate my way through lupus. And it's very difficult to kind of come to terms with the fact that everything is not going the way that I had planned. And I don't really know how to deal with it. I mean, I know I shouldn't sorrow in self-pity for too long and just get over it and get back on the ball, but for me, I find that very difficult to just even just to come to terms with it, to accept that that's it, it's happened. I'm not graduating on time. I'm probably not going to be finished with school by the time I'm 24. It's going to take me longer. It's going to be more difficult. You know, I don't know if I'm going to get into law school at this point, but I have to find a way to believe in myself and to get over this. And I don't really know how to deal with this depression. And I don't know if you guys have found any coping mechanisms, but if you have, I would love to hear them because let's be real, I'm in need of something right now. The thing is, it's not just that it's depression, it's also I lack motivation. Before all this happened, I was so motivated to graduate, to go to law school, and to become a lawyer and to get everything going. But now I feel like I have no motivation whenever I think of school. It's just like, wow, so much work and no energy. You know, it's just like I don't want to think about school or going to law school or anything or even the future or the past or anything. Like, literally, I feel like I want to escape reality. Like, I kind of want to hide in my own world and away from everyone and everything and just not talk about it, you know? And I'm pretty sure that's not a healthy way to deal with it. But it has been helping me. I mean, as much as anything can help with this. But yeah, like, I want to hear what you guys think about it, what you are doing or what you did to help with the depression that came with your diagnosis. I mean, I'm sure it changed everything. Like, the whole game changes when you have lupus. And I want to know how you come to terms with it and how you're okay with it, or how you come to be okay with it, or at least how you accept it in your life that this is part of your life. Like, how do you deal with the fact that lupus is now present? So this part of the episode is more for people who don't have lupus but know someone who has been diagnosed with lupus. I want to talk about what not to say to anyone who has lupus. So first, never, ever, ever imply that something they did led them to developing lupus. It is not our fault that our body is turned against us. So do not say anything like, "Oh, maybe it's because you ate so much junk food in your past that you have lupus now." Or don't tell them that it's because they didn't rest enough when they were fine. Like, there is no known cause for lupus as of yet. The doctors think it's a genetic thing, but it's not something that we did. Like, it's not like having a cold, like because we stayed out in winter too long and that's how you get a cold. Like, lupus is not like that. You did nothing to get it, and you can do nothing to make it go away. All we can do is take our medications and pray for the best, literally. So that's number one. Never tell them that they did something to get lupus. It's not their fault. Number two, don't judge someone who has lupus for taking time off school or work or anything. Instead, support them and recognize and encourage and appreciate how much strength it took to make that decision. I'm on that boat right now. I took time off school and work, and I'm constantly very insecure about it. I always feel like people are gonna tell me, like, "Oh, you look fine. Like, why do you need time off? You're totally fine." But you can't see what the person is going through, you know? They are showing you their social mask, and you're judging their personal struggle from the social mask that they put forward. So don't judge them for taking time off, even if they look fine. I mean, there's a reason they did it, right? Like, nobody wants to take time off. Trust me. Everybody's happy in their routine. Everybody wants to do something and feel productive and useful in society and whatever. Like, trust me. Even though, like, we have fun on vacations and we feel like we want time off work and school, that's a decision we make because we want it. But when you have lupus, you make it because you have to. And it's not fun. It's like they're tired. They're not like on a long vacation. They're recovering. or they're struggling or whatever they are, just support them when they take time off. And let them know that you know that it took strength to make that decision. And number three, do not tell them. If they just pray really hard, they'll get better. I mean, seriously, who is going to pray harder than they do? Okay, maybe my parents pray more than me, but like nobody wants this to go away more than I want it to go away. But honestly, telling them that if you pray really hard, it will go away, it does not help. It does not make anyone feel better. It's just annoying. Sorry, but it really is. Number four, don't tell them that everything is going to be okay. It's nice. I mean, I know people say that because they're trying to help, but lupus isn't like a bad dream that you wake up from one day and everything is suddenly okay and rainbows and unicorns. It's more like a nightmare that we're living with our eyes open, and you can't open your eyes because they're already open. It's terrible. If you want to help, just accept that everything is not okay and tell them that it's okay that everything is not okay. Acknowledgement is the biggest thing that you can do. Acknowledge that what they're going through sucks. Don't tell them everything is going to be okay. Tell them, I understand, this sucks. That's much more helpful. And the last one that I'm going to touch on for now is don't ask them when they're going to get better. This is more a comment people make just because they're not very aware of what lupus is, but lupus is a chronic condition. You never get better from it. Some days are better, some days are worse, but it never goes away. So again, don't comment on how they look. If you look well, does not mean your lupus is gone. Your lupus is always there. Some days you look better, some days you look worse. And you do not have to look sick to be in pain or to be tired or whatever else they're feeling. They do not have, I mean, most of the time, we don't want to look sick. Nobody wants to look sick, right? So when you're telling someone, oh, you don't look sick, like, I don't understand how anyone thinks that's helping. Obviously, we're going to try our best not to look sick, put the foundation to cover up our eye bags, and maybe some blush to give some color to our cheeks or any other kind of makeup that we have to do to make ourselves feel a-okay. Nobody wants to look sick. So that is why we don't look sick. So don't tell them they don't look sick. And that's where I'm going to end this one for now. I mean, I could go on for ages about what not to say, but I think these five are the main ones that people hear the most often and that people say the most often. But on that note, I'm going to end this with a song called Happily Ever After, I think. I forgot the name. Anyways, I'm just going to add it. And I hope you guys enjoy.